Russia is maintaining a full-scale assault on Ukraine tonight, even as both sides prepare to meet for another round of talks. A second day of negotiations is expected to begin in the next few hours. Live to Russia and Ukraine in a moment, but first, how the war continues to be waged 1 week since the start of the invasion.
Ruined buildings and debris. Parts of Ukraine turn into a wasteland as Russia steps up airstrikes. A town northwest of Kyiv faced a major assault with fierce fighting taking place. The first major city has fallen into Russian hands. A night curfew has been imposed in Kherson, with the city's mayor urging residents to obey the controls imposed by what he called armed visitors.
Since I saw the tanks outside this morning, the Russian military forces, I haven't seen anything from the Ukrainian organizations after that. I mean, no police, there is no Ukrainian military here. So I believe that the city is 100% in Ukrainian, Russian control, actually.
Russia is also pressing the attack in Kyiv, but there appear to be setbacks. A massive Russian convoy on the city's outskirts has made limited progress. And as battles are waged all across Ukraine, a call for its people to keep up the fight. President Volodymyr Zelensky has also urged the Russian army to go home.
Куди б вони не зайшли, всюди знищать. У них не буде тут спокою, у них не буде тут їжі, у них не буде тут жодної тихої хвилини. Окупанти отримують від українців тільки одне – відсіч, люту відсіч. Таку відсіч, що вони назавжди запам'ятають, що ми свого не віддаємо. Що вони запам'ятають, що таке вітчизняна війна. Так, для нас, українців, це вітчизняна війна. Ми пам'ятаємо, як починаються вітчизняні війни, і знаємо, чим вони закінчуються. Для загарбників.
In a first, Russia has admitted that around 500 of its troops have been killed. That's a stark contrast from Ukraine's claim that 9,000 Russian soldiers have been killed. Even as the death toll mounts, the living are also struggling. The United Nations estimates more than 1 million people have fled Ukraine over the past week. It is warning the exodus could become the biggest refugee crisis of the century.
I have worked in refugee emergencies for almost 40 years, and rarely have I seen an exodus as rapid as this one. Hour by hour, minute by minute, more people are fleeing the terrifying reality of violence. Countless have been displaced inside the country. And unless there is an immediate end to the conflict, millions more are likely to be forced to flee Ukraine.
Ukraine has accused Russia of committing war crimes. The International Criminal Court has opened an investigation after receiving the backing of nearly 40 countries.
Our Julia Chapman joins us live from Moscow. Julia, Russia says it's ready for talks with Ukraine, while at the same time saying its military operation will continue until the end.
That's right. Sergei Lavrov, the Russian foreign minister, gave a press conference today in which he defended the so-called special military operation that Russia's armed forces are carrying out in Ukraine, insisting that it will carry on until the end and trying to justify it by saying that Ukraine was a country where Nazism is flourishing. And that was a society that Volodymyr Zelensky had prevailed over in his recent years of tenure. Of course, Zelensky himself is a Jewish person. He has been, of course, supporting the Jewish community in the country for many years. Indeed, one of the Jewish sites in Ukraine was hit in the last couple of days, allegedly by a Russian missile. But we are also hearing that talks are expected to go forward in the next couple of hours. Russia has sent its delegation, and it claims that the Ukrainian delegation is on its way as well. There are no huge expectations ahead of these talks, but the Ukrainian side says that it will be seeking a humanitarian corridor. The Russian Ministry of Defense says that it is willing to provide that in any area that is necessary, but certainly there still seem to be many sticking points when it comes to arranging this kind of ceasefire that would allow for humanitarian aid and for people to get out.
And Julian, Moscow says it believes some foreign leaders are preparing for war against Russia.
This is another claim by Sergei Lavrov in that press conference that he gave, saying that there were other countries that wanted to go to war with Russia. He has long accused the West of stoking tensions in recent months, in recent years, pumping Ukraine full of weapons. He continues to make that allegation. Of course, we are seeing quite a lot of defensive support go to Ukraine. That's been stepped up by a number of Western countries since the Russian invasion began. But they insist that is only to help Ukraine defend itself. Sergei Lavrov was also asked by journalists about his claims earlier this week that any third world war would be a nuclear one. He insisted that nuclear war is not something that Russia is thinking about. He said nuclear war is swirling around in the heads of Western leaders, not Russian ones. But he certainly had a lot of claims that he was making in an effort to try to justify the action that Russia has been carrying out in Ukraine. We have been hearing, of course, and seeing pictures of the Russian offensive continuing in a number of cities across the country.
Oh, thanks for that. Julia Chapman in Moscow.
Ukrainian journalist Andriy Derela joins us live now from Hermanadsky, that's in the west of the country. Andriy, President Zelensky claims Ukraine's defense lines are holding against Russian attacks, but there has been repeated shelling as well. So what's the situation on the ground?
It is incredibly hard to see the full picture on the ground, of course, and we are getting all sorts of different reports, and a lot of different information is circulating around. What seems to be confirmed so far is that indeed the city of Kherson has been occupied, is temporarily occupied now by the Russian armed forces. Elsewhere in the country, in the north, it has been reported that the Ukrainian armed forces have managed to get all the way north to the country's border, at least in one sector. But that is about it. And it seems like many smaller places, villages, may be changing hands rapidly through the days. So it is not really possible to follow the picture all the time. However, it is for sure that right now Kherson remains the only major city in Ukraine that seems to have been occupied by the Russian armed forces.
A very fluid situation, it seems. But we do know that there's been this exodus of people fleeing Ukraine, Andriy, at least 1 million in the weeks since Russia's invasion. How are they finding safe passage through all of this, though? And where are most of them headed?
Yes, it is indeed the situation, and the reports have it that around 1 million of Ukrainians have already left the country, mostly through the borders in the west. Even the regional administration of the city of Khmelnytsky, where I am, which is not in the border region, it says, the administration said that the city has seen about 100,000 people arriving in here. About one-tenth of this number are staying here still, and the rest have left towards the borders. The reports from the ground that I am hearing are actually stating that it is right now easier to cross the border than it was over the past few days. There is even a Google spreadsheet circulating where you can see live updates of how many cars there are on different border crossing points in the West, and how much time pedestrians have to wait if they want to cross the border in this way. And it seems like, compared to the previous few days, right now the situation is much better, and it does not take tens of hours anymore to cross the border for the refugees. So in this respect, the situation seems to have improved.
Please stay safe yourself as well. Andriy, thank you for that update. Andriy Derela there in Hermanadsky.